This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. European Union leaders meet tomorrow with a deal so far elusive for the United Kingdom to leave the trading bloc in an orderly way. Much of the wrangling has been about the border between Northern Ireland, a part of the UK, and the Irish Republic. But there is another border at stake between Spain and that tiny peninsula on the southern tip. Gibraltar is a self-governing and prosperous British territory. Almost since the Brits captured it from Spain in 1704, the Spanish have been fighting and agitating to get it back. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from The Rock.
Gibraltar voted 96% in favor of remaining in the European Union in the UK's Brexit referendum 2 years ago. Not surprising, says Ed McQuiston of the local Chamber of Commerce. Almost everything the territory needs, including almost half its workforce, comes in across the border with Spain.
Being part of the EU and having that freedom of movement has been very, very critical for the people in this part of the world.
But that doesn't mean the ROC is now about to roll over and allow itself to be absorbed into Spain just to stay in the EU. Lawyer Christian Hernandez.
Every single Gibraltar politician, every single, I think, Gibraltarian organisation is on record saying that we'd rather have a hard Brexit, we'd rather suffer economic hardship than be forced into accepting any sovereignty proposals from Spain.
Aversion to Spanish rule is not confined to Gibraltarians. It seems that many of the Spanish workers here, like marketing manager Imani Belgiti, feel the same.
If Spanish government get here, I don't want to think about it. They would ruin this.
They what?
Ruin this place.
They'd ruin it.
Yes, definitely.
Spain might struggle to maintain Gibraltar's ultra-low corporate tax rate of 10% and the light regulatory regime that's been a magnet for business. 60 big insurance companies operate here. 60% of the legitimate global online gambling is handled through the territory. The benefits of Britain's distant and tenuous rule outweigh the potential drawbacks of Brexit, says Kevin Jones, who runs a Toyota wholesaling business on the ROC.
For Gibraltar, what everybody wants is to be in Europe with the UK. But as it looks, it's going to be outside with the UK.
The ROC remains resilient and hopeful. After 3 centuries of disputed sovereignty and numerous assaults, the territory is confident that it will weather the Brexit storm. In Gibraltar, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.